everyone. Welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, Doug. Take it over.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm watching my connection thing constantly like drop, so I was about to start doing a speed test during that break, and so I got distracted. I don't know what's going on. I'm the only person connected to this fucking thing, so I don't know.
I very much noticed it. Your voice is sometimes kind of weird in the recordings, but we've rolled.
Well, here's the thing. I've noticed it only with you. Kev sounds fine to me. My download speeds are great. They're perfect. My upload speeds are also good. So it's my connection to Discord specifically.
Yeah.
So it's not my internet, but
Discord, come on, Discord, figure it out.
Discord ruins it again.
It's always fucking Discord.
Don't make us go back to Google
Hangouts.
No, we were using, what were we using? Yeah. Google Hangouts, but then we also used Skype. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, so I asked for people to submit their questions, and the very first one we got was IQ asking what our penis sizes were, so I figured I would just answer for all of us and say, so fucking huge that we're actually legally not allowed to tell you, because if you found out how big all of our schlongs were, you would most likely kill yourself.
That's right.
Like, you would feel so fucking degraded by how large these fucking hogs are, that you just would not be able to mentally, like, handle the truth. And, like, it would be like you just looked into the face of Cthulhu, and all you'd want is the sweet, sweet slumber of death. And so I cannot tell you how big our goddamn hogs are, but they're fucking huge.
Which is funny. Which is funny because my wife named my unit Cthulhu, so.
My wife named mine The Horrors of Dunwich, which is another H.P. Lovecraft story.
Kev?
Mine's Nancy.
From Freddy Krueger?
No, for the sister from Stranger Things.
Oh. It gets lost in the Upside Down.
It always does, but it finds its way home when it wants to. We've already said too much.
Yeah, we signed NDAs. We can't go on.
Yeah. With who?
The government.
Yeah, man, come on.
June Lovebet says, what's a movie you'd love a sequel to?
Oh, this is easy for me because I just watched them. Yes. There was two of them, and then we never got the third because the studio were dumbasses and decided to do their own thing. And I'm talking about the 21 Jump Street series. We were supposed to get a third, which was supposed to be a crossover with Men in Black. And the studio was like, no, that sounds dumb. And then they came out with the new Men in Black movie and completely failed and bombed because it was terrible. And they should have did the 23 Jump Street idea with turning them into Men in Black agents. So that's the sequel I want. You guys got one?
I saw a pitch for one like on Twitter or whatever a while back, and I was like, that is the fucking brilliant. And it would be, now hear me out, it's a sequel / remake in a way to Princess Bride. And I know what you're thinking, like, it does not need to be remade, but hear me out. You have like a black mother telling her son or whatever about it, and so the story is told through the lens of just like another, you know, ethnicity, essentially. And so it changes a lot about the story in a way without actually really changing anything. But then, like, it just, they broke it down a lot better, but it was just like, oh shit, I'd fucking watch that. Are you kidding me? You know, so it's not just like a you know, I don't know, because the story would then, you know, because it'd be even though it's the same story, it would have those like different characters just because of the, I just thought it was really, and in a present day situation, I don't know. So like, you know what I mean? Like, not like the story, like Princess Buttercup and all them are present day, but just like it's the story still being told to a different generation. And like, then you can use modern day stuff and it still be like the same movie, but just change all that stuff. I thought it was a good idea. You know, kind of the same.
I mean, I could see it. It's just one of those franchises that, you don't dare touch, but.
Well, that's why, yeah, that's why I don't think you do like a, you know, like
a straight sequel.
A straight sequel or a, Reimagine, you know, a remake yeah. where you're like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I think it'd be funny if you, yeah, I still think it'd be funny if like, even if in their movie you go get Billy Crystal and Carol Kane to come back and play their two characters again. Like, cause they're still the same. Like they're, you know what I mean? Like in that way, it's still like.
You wouldn't need makeup this time.
Exactly. They're actually aww. Both old. I don't know. I wish I could find that tweet and read it to you guys because I remember just being like, wow, the breakdown of this is actually very fucking smart. Like how to do it and how to make it like true to the original, but then also make it like, you know, updated mm-hmm. in a way without really updating much because the story itself holds it on its own, but just it was smart. So that's my answer. I just wish I could find that tweet to share with you guys. Oh. For all the points they made, but
Kev, you got one?
Oh yeah. If I had my way, I would have made another Cabin in the Woods movie. Obviously the way the movie ended was, it seemed like you can't really make something past that, but making like a prequel and just having that same crew, like that, the crew that worked that would work every year. I loved what they did. I could watch a whole nother movie of them like directing another group of teenagers, you know, quote teenagers, but you know, another group and just them going through, you know, the many, I mean, obviously they've got a many, many monsters to choose from. So, I mean, they could make a whole series out of it. They could do whatever they want, but I thought that was really fun. And they were just fun for what it was worth. And yeah, like I would love to see more. So I think that would be a good one.
Okay. Awesome.
Would be a good one.
Yeah, that would be. What you got? What you got? What here? You got?
Yeah.
What?
He already said his.
Oh.
He wasn't listening to anything.
No, I was listening. I was listening to whatever.
He said,
I want to know. Hold on. I want Kev to tell me what movie I thought needed a sequel.
Home Alone. See? And the colors are red and gray.
Gray?
Grain. Gray.
Are you playing Call of Duty right now? Is that what you're doing?
I'm not exiting Alt F4.
June also wants to know, if you enjoy pie, what is your favorite flavor?
Pumpkin.
Oh man, like over like an apple, like apple
yeah.
pie.
Mm-hmm. I just grew up on it.
Like that was strawberry rhubarb pie. I like pie over cake every fucking day. Cake can fuck off for eternity. Pies all the goddamn time, please.
I do not agree. I guess I don't respect anymore. You can go to hell and take your pie with you.
Oh, that's fine. Me and my buddy Satan will enjoy these delicious fucking pies and hell.
Pies in hell.
That's a good band name.
Pies in hell? Yeah, it is. Oh my god. Wait, it's death metal. It's like this death metal, but like the lyrics, instead of being like, fuck you, like I eat your face and shit your brains or whatever, would be like, grandma made me a pie.
Apple pie.
It tasted like the 4th of July.
Pumpkin spice.
Yes, yes. hey, Brendan Smalls, if you need any ideas for the new Metalocalypse movie, hit us up.
we're full of them.
We're full of something.
Full of something. You all both said pumpkin. Okay. The chat just talked about their favorite pies for a while.
It's just so delicious. And
still pumpkin. Talking about their pies.
They're still talking about their pies.
Oh, that's kind of where it ended. Okay. Let me, me unprepared.
Let's see. Let's go back in history. And I think we have an archive of questions that you haven't asked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where I'm headed now. Did we already do which restaurant food challenges would you like to take on?
No.
That's from Chud Fu. He wants to know what food challenges. I want to do that steak one out in like
West Texas.
Yeah. It's like a 72 ounce steak and then like two baked potatoes or whatever and like a side salad.
Do you remember that I went to that restaurant on our way to California?
Yeah, you mentioned it.
Yeah. And they have a table that's elevated for anyone who takes the challenge. And they have a big timer on the wall. Like, it's a big deal. Like, people, I guess, really take this challenge a lot.
It was on Man versus Food. Because it's a big fucking steak. And if you don't finish it, you got to pay for it.
That's got to be well over $100 for that steak.
I'm sure. I also have to imagine, like, for a challenge like that, there's no way you waste a good steak. Not that it's a bad steak, you know what I mean? But, like, it's probably not, like, top choice, right? Like, cut, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, like, where's a part of the cow that we can get the fattest fucking piece of meat from? Their thigh or whatever?
It's just a it's just a slab, and they're just like, here you go.
Yeah. Kev?
I don't know of any food challenges, like, to be honest, like any famous food challenges.
You don't want to, like,
anything that would involve steak, I would like to try because I love steak, but man, I don't know if I could do 72 ounces.
Well, you want to do a hot dog challenge?
Oh, yeah, glizzies? How many glizzies can I fit in my mouth? I mean, I like hot dogs. I would eat them, but I wouldn't eat them in the fashion of how you see them at a hot dog eating contest where they like dip them in water and just start like doing all that stuff. Like, I would enjoy hot dogs and I can probably get a bunch down, but man, I don't know. Like maybe like 10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm reading the rules for this. It's the Big Texan. It's their world famous 72 ounce steak challenge. I was reading the rules. Like, you're not allowed to leave the table. You have an hour. You're not allowed to even stand up.
Really?
You will be disqualified if anyone assists you for cutting, preparing, or eating your meal. Duh. You do not have to eat the fat, but we will judge this. I'm sure they mean, like, they're going to make sure that it's actually, like, a fatty piece or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Should you become ill, it's over. You lose.
How much
Please use
it?
The container provided as necessary. Jesus Christ. You are required to pay the full amount up front. If you win, we will refund 100%. Yep, there you go. You must sit at the table that we assign. If you don't win the steak challenge, you are welcome to take the leftovers with you. Oh, that's nice.
You did pay for it.
Yeah, you did pay for it. That's fair. No sharing of the leftovers is allowed within the restaurant once the contest is over. If you fail to complete the challenge, you must pay the full $72.
Oh, that's
not $72? Bad.
That ain't so bad.
That's a dollar a fucking ounce. A
dollar an ounce. And it looks like, yeah, I mean, it's looks like a half a, was a bread, a baked potato, a salad, and the steak.
Fucking wonderful. Let's sign me up. We could eat that for the next week. Steak with everything.
Challenge includes shrimp cocktail, baked potato, salad with roll.
What if you don't like steak? What if you don't like salads?
It's tough bananas. I mean, you know, because I would be like, oh, I don't eat tomatoes. Like, I'm allergic to tomatoes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then to take that off, I could pound a salad. Salad's no big deal. It's the roll that gets you. All that fucking... That yeast roll, that's like you hit that carb. Last. You hit do that it last. Carb last.
Yeah.
Like, yep. That's literally, you're using that roll to dip any, like, in the steak juices and stuff and just sliding it down at the end. Jesus.
That sounds delicious.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, seriously.
All right. Okay. That's it. That's enough. That's enough for today. I hope everybody has a great weekend.
Yeah.
I'm Jeremy.
You too, bud.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of love, hugs, and all that bullshit.